for Illinois Public Radio. I'm Mary Hansen. Illinois is among the states looking to legalize sports betting after a Supreme Court decision overturned the federal ban. State Senator Napoleon Harris, a Democrat from Harvey and former NFL player, is sponsoring the proposal. I talked with Harris about the odds of getting a law passed in Illinois.
In my mind, there's no question that Illinois is going to approve a sports law allowing gambling on sporting events. It's just a matter of when.
At a hearing on the subject, some worried that if the state didn't approve betting soon, it could lose a competitive advantage to other states who moved faster. Is there a rush to get this legislation passed?
Well, I think there's always somewhat of a concern when you look at neighboring states having the ability to do it as well. I definitely would like to be out in front of it before Wisconsin, Indiana, and Iowa, and Missouri, because they're so close bordering us, and where we have casinos aligned, they have casinos there as well. Like when you look at just my district in particular, Indiana is only maybe 3 miles, 4 miles, and they have casinos already there. If they allow gambling for sports in Indiana before they do Illinois, I could see a lot of Illinoisans just jumping the border placing bets.
Any gambling measure in Illinois often gets weighed down by all the vested interests, such as casinos, as you mentioned, video gaming parlors, horse race tracks. What's being done to make sure this bill doesn't stall like many other gaming bills have in the past?
Hopefully we don't run into that problem. I mean, I like to see this bill as a standalone bill and something that's just really focuses and driven on getting the sports betting portion handled and ironed out. I think that's a great start to generate revenue for the state. I think when you look at gaming overall, there's been estimates to say this is a $150 billion industry. I think that's real revenues that can really help a lot of people with all the things that we need to take care of in Illinois. When you talk about backlog of bills and pension costs, this money can go a long way with helping a lot of people.
Based on an estimate from a market research firm, that state revenue could be in the tens of millions of dollars. Is that enough to justify the cost of regulations plus the potential downsides to more gambling in the state?
Some people say, well, it's what they call the sin tax, like in Vegas. I look at it different. I look at it, it's something that people are doing anyway. So why not capitalize on the monetarily? Secondly, no one's forcing anyone to gamble. So if people don't gamble or they don't see it being a need for them or they feel that it's going to cause to other issues or problems, then don't do it.
Some of the pushback from professional sports leagues has been concerns about the integrity of the game, that legal betting will affect how games are played. You were in the NFL for a few years. How do you respond to that?
I realized a long time ago that regardless of what I thought or what I anticipated, that people were going to bet on sports. That didn't change my mantra of what I decided to do on Sundays when I played football. I wanted to give my best 100% of the time. I wanted to win the game, and I wanted to play extremely well. And I think most athletes, if not all athletes, believe that. There's prohibitions in that too. Athletes, of course, you're an athlete, you can't go and bet on a game. Or there's some thing there where like your spouse couldn't go bet on a game or your next of kin. There's some parameters involved in there to clean it up.
What's the timeline for getting a vote on a sports betting bill?
Well, timeline is basically depending on how many people you can get to vote for it. So I'm really unclear on the timeline. You know, I really didn't anticipate the Supreme Court making a ruling as quickly as they did. The anticipation was to be somewhere around the summertime, and we thought we had a little time doing veto session to maybe iron it out. But now that's definitely sped up the process. So now we're in, you know, speed mode.